We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Brad Morgan is in with us here this morning, and he's going to be part of the Freedom Rock Fest coming up in Manning this coming Friday, August the 9th. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for your time. You are going to be a part of the whole festival that's going on there as part of the, I guess, the start of the Freedom Rock project there. How did you get involved in that?
Well, I'm from Manning originally, and actually my dad is the commander of the VFW in Manning. So when they were having an event, they'd asked if we'd be willing to come play for it, since most of our band are Manning guys, and we agreed to it, so...
So you really couldn't get out of it, even if you tried, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. We like helping out and helping out anything with the military. And
you bet, you bet. Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on there too. For those folks who aren't terribly familiar, and I'm not sure how you couldn't be familiar with the Freedom Rock project, but the Freedom Rock is something that Ray Sorensen, Bubba Sorensen, started in Greenfield several years ago. He started painting a rock on the highway north of Greenfield. With patriotic images. Every year he would change the images. It was really meant to be more of a salute to the soldiers, to the men and women who allow us to be free. And it just kind of grew from there. It became its own little stopping point and a point of reference for a lot of folks. And, well, now it's kind of expanded a little bit over the years, and he's working on putting a Freedom Rock in each of Iowa's 99 counties. And the one in Manning is going to be located in a park close by, correct?
Yeah, yeah, it's actually, what's cool about it is it's going to be located right by the house barn, so anybody coming to tour that house barn from Germany can just walk right across the road and see the Freedom Rock, too.
Well, that works out great. Now, this particular one is a 9.5-foot-tall rock that was located near Dedham, and they picked it up and moved it near the east edge of Manning there, right by Willow Creek Park, which, as Brad mentioned, is right by the House Barn Heritage Park there, and that's where the concert is going to be held. There's going to be a concert, and you're the featured performer, correct?
I sure am.
All right. Well, are you pretty excited about performing in front of the folks from home? Do you get a chance to do that an awful lot?
Not really. You know, every once in a while, a few times a year, I get to play acoustic up there. But last time we played there with the band was last summer. So not very often do I get to play for my hometown crowd.
How's the career going for you?
Oh, right now it's going great. Couldn't ask for much more. It's just... starting to expand and looking up.
What type of music are you doing, Brad?
We do country and rock.
Okay, country and rock.
Yeah, it's a little blend of both of them there.
So you're trying to have fun is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the songs now, because I'm looking at some of the song titles here, and some of them sound like they're a little bit like home.
Yeah, yeah. My original music, you're saying.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. My first album I wrote in high school, and it wasn't so much, it was more of an acoustic album, just songs it was more of a practice album, trying to write songs and stuff, and this new one coming out will be a lot more of songs written about real life experiences, and I feel like they could hit home to a lot of people.
Well, the Guthrie River Ruckus was just here recently, just mm-hmm. in fact, in the last few days up in Guthrie Center, and you had a
yep.
chance to perform there. What was that like, performing in front of a big crowd?
Oh, it was awesome. And the cool thing about it was we were voted in by fans, so just to know we had that kind of support from people, and when you walk out on that stage and see 5,000 people in front of you, and you know they wanted you there, that was a really cool feeling, and let alone... having all these big names, you know, on playing right after you was a cool thing, too.
You know, Brad, one of the things I've been impressed with, though, especially with the Nashville scene, with the country music stars, is that they all seem to be very supportive of other up-and-comers. They don't forget where they came from, and they're competitive, but not that cutthroat competitiveness. They're not afraid to share some information and some tips and stuff and have little conversations with other people who are trying to get to where they are. Did you have a chance to take advantage of any of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's exactly right. Everybody I've met in the country business so far has been very, very supportive and always willing to give advice. And, I mean, the other night in Guthrie, I got the chance to talk to Chris Cagle a little bit, and he came up and he just said how much he liked our show. And watching his show, you learn from that, and he gives you a little bit of advice. And a while back, I also got to meet Kenny Chesney, and he did the same thing. You know, he just – gives you advice on what to do and what not to do, and just keep persistent. And it's really cool when somebody at that level still knows how it feels at the level I'm at.
You bet. Well, they were there once too. You know, it's not an easy business to break into. Anybody who's in the business thinks it's it looks easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to ask you about one of your songs too. It's called "You, Me, and Templeton Rye." Talk about that one.
Well, I mean, I grew up between Manning and Templeton on a farm, and I mean, Templeton Rye was a huge part of my life growing up, and everybody's life in that area. And a few years ago, a friend of mine from Manning, he writes poetry. His name's Craig Moeller, but he goes by the nickname of Spitter. He wrote the lyrics to this, and he goes, "I wrote a nice poem for you," and he goes, "I want you to make a nice little bar tune out of it." So he sent the lyrics over there, and I worked with it, and a day or two later, I sent them back to him, and he goes, "Perfect." And it's been a song we play almost every show ever since. So.
Well, Brad, you graduated from Manning High School in 2010, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, yep. And you've been performing and writing since you were a teenager?
Yeah. Yep.
How difficult is that part of it? It's one thing to get up and to perfect the art of singing a song, singing someone else's song. How difficult is it to put together, to come up with ideas and then make them work out into songs? Is that something you kind of grow into?
Yeah, I would definitely say you grow into it. When I first started off, I was thinking to myself, well, songwriting isn't too hard, you know. You just kind of threw some stuff together that rhymed, and as I've gotten older, you know, you work on your songwriting a lot more, and you actually write about stuff that matters, and you become more of a storyteller with your lyrics.
Well, and that's country music. Country music tells stories.
Exactly, yep.
Well, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes real, sometimes not so much, but there are always stories involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and of course, you know, everybody's stories are different. You grew up here in rural Iowa, so you had a chance to tell a little bit of that story, too. Well, the long term of the Freedom Rock project, this is not something that's just going to be a one-time event. This is something that's going to be there for a very long time. And now, the rock is not painted yet. Is that true?
Yeah, it's just sitting there just as it was. So
this festival is a chance to draw attention to that and to kick off the beginning of the project?
Yep. It's mostly a fundraiser to kind of raise funds for, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it that people don't realize about moving it and getting it painted and all that fun stuff. So it's a little fundraiser for the VFW, too.
And they're having a Guess the Weight of the Rock contest?
Yep. Yeah, I think that'll be a fun deal. Whenever there's something to try to guess or some sort of competition, it always makes things a little more fun.
Oh, that'll be a tough one. That'll be a tough one. That'll be tough. All right. Well, it's coming up again, Friday, August 9th. Brad, what time does everything start?
It starts off at we'll be playing from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. But it'll start a little earlier. They'll have food and drinks there.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And for folks that want to come on by, hopefully the weather will be great and they'll have a great opportunity. Will it be a pretty fan friendly place to sit around and enjoy good country music?
Exactly. Yep.
Great. Now, you have a band there that's with you as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that made up of local guys?
For the most part, it started as the bass player and the drummer and I. Well, I started acoustic, and then I had some friends from high school that joined, and the bass player left recently for the Navy. He's going to be a pilot, and so we have a new bass player, but we have a couple guys. Everybody's from Iowa except one guy.
Sure, sure. So where are you guys based out of right now?
I'm based out of Manning yet.
Okay. Okay.
So I try to keep it at home as long as I can. So.
Sure. Now, do you tour a lot? Do you get out and perform an awful lot on the road?
Yeah, I'd say right during the summer you get about 3 to 4 shows a week. And right now I'm mostly just in Iowa, and every once in a while you'll get a bigger gig out of state, but for right now, I'm mostly Iowa. We're trying to expand out a little bit more, but right now, mostly in-state.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, for folks who've seen him perform, you'll love to see him again. If you were at the Guthrie River Ruckus and enjoyed the music, Come on out and enjoy some more. Friday, August 9th, and that will be, again, a free will offering will be taken there to help with some of the funds for the Carroll County portion of the Freedom Rock, and that's right near Willow Creek Park, near the entrance to the House Barn Heritage Park, if you're heading up in that direction. And again, hopefully everybody will have a good time coming up Friday, August 9th, as Brad Morgan and his band entertains. Brad, good luck to you, not just Friday night with the show, but in your career. Hope everything keeps going in a positive fashion for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.